Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Hijacked. Charlie and his wife Rose were seated on a plane destined for Hawaii. They were happily discussing their vacation plans for the island. Suddenly, everything changed. Three armed men hijacked the aircraft. Panic and thoughts of imminent death completely overwhelmed them. Aviation hijacks can result in disaster. The same is true for spiritual hijackings. Find out how this impacts you in today's message. Thankfully, the number of aviation hijackings has declined dramatically over the past 50 years. However, during this same time period, there has been an explosion of spiritual hijackings. In this article, I will explain what I mean. In my opening paragraph, I said there were three hijackers. Spiritually speaking, there are also three hijackers. They are Satan, the broken world, and the flesh. We are all subjected to these three sources of temptation. Sometimes these spiritual hijackers work alone, and sometimes they work together in an evil cabal. Metaphorically speaking, Paul wrote about spiritual hijackings in Romans 7, verses 12 to 25. Most likely you are familiar with these verses. Even if you've not read them before, I feel certain you have experienced what he writes about. Paul said he is carnal and sold into slavery to sin. He says he does not understand why he does not do what he wants, but what he hates. Then he makes a very important distinction. He says, "It is no longer I who do it, but the sin that dwells in me." He continues by saying, "I know that good does not dwell in me, that is, in my flesh." He states, "I do not do the good I want, but I do the evil I do not want." Once again, he makes that same distinction, saying, "If I do what I do not want, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells in me." Further on, Paul tells us, "I take delight in the law of God in my inner self, but I see in my members another principle at war with the law of my mind, taking me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members." Finally, he states that only Jesus can deliver him from his mortal body. Then he closes with this disturbing reality: "I myself with my mind serve the law of God, but with my flesh the law of sin." This entire section of Paul's writings could be summed up by stating Paul's mind belongs to God, but his flesh has been hijacked by evil. This battle is faced by all Christians. Paul seems bewildered by his internal struggle. I think most of us are bewildered by similar struggles. Are you in the midst of a spiritual battle similar to Paul's? Paul acknowledged that he had been taken captive by sin. So have we. This is true for all of us, especially for anyone struggling with addictions or endlessly recurring sin. Sexual sins can be one of the most addictive sins. When someone becomes ensnared in sexual sin, it can destroy them. Sexual sins can dominate and defeat good Christians. They can destroy one's character, reputation, and important relationships. Despite the dangers associated with addictions and other chronically recurring sins, many good, God-fearing, prayerful, and church-going Christians find it nearly impossible to break free from certain areas of sinfulness. Their heart, mind, and soul wants to serve and please God. But one or all three of the spiritual hijackers attack them. They are forced to accept the reality that the law of sin is at work in their flesh. This battle can be exhausting. Often it leads to despair. Sometimes they feel worthless because of their inability to break free from their sin, and they find it harder and harder to accept God's mercy. At our baptism, we were washed, sanctified, and justified in Jesus Christ. We put on Christ. Yet the Apostle John tells us in 1 John 1 verse 8, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us." Jesus himself taught us to pray, "Forgive us our trespasses." Although we have been washed clean and have received a new life in Christ, our Christian initiation has not abolished the frailty and weakness of our human condition. This inner turmoil is called concupiscence. Concupiscence is the ongoing tendency of humans to sin. Paul makes clear the meaning of concupiscence when he discusses the battle between his flesh and spirit. Through the grace of Jesus Christ, we hope to endure the struggle of the Christian life. Christ's resurrection makes it possible for us to bear good fruit, but Paul makes it clear that even though we are made new in Christ, we remain captive to sin and we continue to fall short of God's laws. It is only through Jesus that we find redemption from sin. Since we are unable to free ourselves from sin, we can only be rescued from defeat by the power of God's grace working through Jesus Christ. His mercy and love are greater than our greatest sins. Luke 5, verses 31 and 32 tells us, "Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." On September 11, 2001, United Airlines Flight 93 was hijacked by four Al-Qaeda terrorists. Brave passengers on board revolted against the terrorists. The uprising lasted 6 minutes. The terrorists nosedived the plane into the field, killing all on board. Are we willing to revolt against the three spiritual hijackers? In Matthew 16, verses 24 and 25, Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Much like the passengers on Flight 93 fought back against the hijackers, forsaking their lives in the process, we must fight back against the three hijackers who are trying to make us captive to sin in order to cause the destruction of our soul. We must forsake our desire for pleasure, deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow the will of our Heavenly Father. Losing our life for His sake will, in fact, save our eternal life. Now you please pray with me. Heavenly Father, my soul is willing, but flesh is weak. Forgive me, Lord, for those times I give into sin. Strengthen me and be merciful to me, I pray. Amen. I also want to take a moment to welcome all the new listeners who attended the recent retreat at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Blairsville, Georgia. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. There you can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can also invite me to your church to put on a retreat or purchase my book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.